Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. In today's episode, we're going to be looking at the question, which is, what's the most effective way to generate leads for mortgage brokers in today's market? Now, there are lots of ways you can generate leads. And honestly, as someone who works with mortgage brokers and financial professionals in and out all the time, there are loads of different ways. But I want to focus on the best way, the fastest way, the easiest way if you're getting started, and what I'd be focusing on right now. So the first thing I'd be focusing on is short form vertical video. So short form vertical video are things like Facebook Reels. You've got Instagram Reels, you have TikToks. That's the main set of content that fall into this short form vertical Reels. Now, why are they important? Okay, why would I be focusing on these more than anything else? Because what this content does is really interesting. When you create short form vertical Reels, unlike other pieces of content, short form vertical Reels push to more and more people. Okay, so things like your posts, any carousels, any stories you create, any YouTube videos you make, so to speak, they don't have the same virality that a short form vertical video has. So the great thing about short form vertical video on these platforms specifically, YouTube Shorts also falls into this, but for mortgages, we're not seeing any real results with YouTube Shorts. I probably wouldn't, quote, waste my time on that, so to speak, but you can if you want to. Now, the reality is, what happens with these is that when you create content for them, they're going to push to people who follow you, but they're also going to push to people who don't. And the more people who, if more the people interact with it, the more it's going to go to more and more people. So it gives us a much larger scope. So these effectively, it's this idea of, if you have one person who likes your content and then they like it, that's going to share to two people who like it. And that's going to share then to two more people. And you can see quite quickly how this type of process effectively starts to become, it compounds. And this is happening, this is what the algorithm is doing to your content at a large scale when it comes to vertical video. So it's effectively taking one person, if they like it and watch it for a certain amount of time, then it's pushing them again and again. And that is allowing us a significantly better reach of getting in front of people. Now, why is this the best way of generating leads? Is because this is what we call, in my customer roadmap, my client roadmap, this is stage one, which is awareness. And this is effectively getting you in front of new people. So what type of content should you create and how should you create it? Realistically, for this type of strategy, what you want to be doing is your videos should be 30 seconds, preferably. If you have to, you could go up to 1 minute. But realistically, you want to keep it between that 1 minute and 1 minute to 30 seconds kind of range when it comes to these short vertical videos. Now, you're going to see platforms like Instagram now, Instagram Reels, saying you can do 3 minute reels. You've got TikTok, you can do 10 minute TikToks. You also have Facebook Reels, which again are 3 minutes. But don't do 3 minutes. Just because you've been given it doesn't mean you should do it. Now, why is that the case? Because if people are watching your videos, and let's say that people are not watching your videos, you do 3 minutes. If you do 3 minutes of a video because that's what you need to do, if it's 3 minutes of video and the video sucks and no one's interested, it's still getting seen by nobody. And you really do want to get good. You want to create a skill and learn how to become good at being concise in your explanations and in your content. If you are shorter, you're going to get really good at, if you're shorter in your videos, don't mean shorter in height, but if you're shorter in your videos, you're going to get very good at being able to project that message, to a very clear and concise message, to people in a very small amount of time, and that will make you look more authoritative, and you're going to get better in your appointments because of it. Whereas if you're rambling on, then it's going to be a big problem. Also, with these types of videos, the thing that we're looking at is, for this to be successful, it's all about, so success is all about equals average watch time. So it's average watch time. Now, What does average watch time mean? Realistically, it's the amount of time. This is the amount of time that somebody is watching your video. Okay, so it's how long they watched for. The average watch time is the biggest indicator to make the virality. Now, we're not after viral videos. You don't have to have viral videos. But to understand this concept is that what you're trying to understand is how this is going to work. It's working on a small play. It doesn't have to be with your niche. You're not going to have viral videos because what you do is not viral in its nature. However, still, the laws these algorithm laws still exist. These average watch time, the short videos, we still want to apply those because we want to still do the best we can within our circle and in our niche. So why is average watch time important? Because the higher the average watch time, the more people, like I said, that this will go to. Now, for videos like Reels, we are looking for really a 9% watch time plus. That is what we're looking for, a 90% watch time plus, meaning that we want people to have viewed around 90% of the video. That's what we're wanting. People want to have viewed about 90% of that video. So why is that? This, if we go back to this idea of short videos, we go back to this idea of keeping it to 1 minute, because it's much easier to get to 90% watch time on a video that's shorter. Okay, so this is how you can generate leads through this stuff, or how you can grow your brand, is if your videos are shorter, they're concise, then you can absolutely start to reach this watch time amount of 90% or higher. And by the way, you can go over 100, you can have 110%, because a lot of these loop. So a lot of these videos, they loop over and over again, they just keep going round. So if somebody is watching your video over and over again, you can start to get this to go 150-200%. And so that's going to push these videos even further. So that's why we want to keep it down. We want to make sure we keep it below a minute and really aim for that 45 second, then to 30 second. Back in the original days of TikTok, when we first started doing TikTok, like, it was 15 seconds only. So people had to get really concise in 15 seconds. This is not a bad thing. You'll do well by doing this. So if you can see with this, if you started to do 3 minute videos or 2 minute videos, this 90% watch time is going to be very difficult for somebody to watch. Now, this type of thing is different on YouTube, these 90% and stuff. It's more like 45%, but that's because it's long form video. It's a whole different thing. I'm sure I'll do an episode on it in the future. But it's about understanding this type of concept. So realistically, to answer that question, which we'll go back to now, which was to answer the question that I put at the beginning, which is what's the most effective way to generate leads for mortgage brokers in today's markets? Quite easily, focus on creating vertical short form content, put it onto Facebook, put it onto Instagram Reels, put it onto TikTok, keep it below, optimally aiming for around 30 seconds, but at least below a minute, and try and make sure that you answer burning questions, which is the questions your client has, okay? The questions that keep them up at night, focus on those type of content. That's going to be the fastest way for you to generate authority, generate your brand awareness, and those brands awareness will, with the right type of thing in place, with the right type of qualifying sequence and stuff, which again I'll unpack in another episode, that is going to start to generate you leads. That is the by far the most underutilized, not the underutilized, but it's the best play right now and the easiest one for anybody to execute on. If you enjoyed the episode, be sure to subscribe. And if you haven't already, you can feel free to check out my mortgage marketing blueprint, which is completely free. The link is in the show notes, or it'll also be linked in the comments section in YouTube here as well, if you want it, if you're watching this on YouTube. And we'll see you in the next one. If you have a question you would have answered, head over to ashborland.com/question and send me a message there, and I'll answer them in the show too. And I will see you, that's where these questions come from. So I will see you in the next one. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.